Gaza's civil defence agency has said that more than 40 people have been killed in Israeli strikes on the territory. It has also reported that two people were killed and several injured by Israeli forces' gunfire at an aid centre in southern Gaza. The Israeli military said it was looking into the reports. Elsewhere, the UN's World Food Programme said that a large crowd of hungry people had broken into a food supply warehouse in the centre of the territory. In a statement, the WFP said humanitarian needs had spiralled out of control. In another development, the Israeli government has approved 22 new settlements in the occupied West Bank. While here, President Michael D. Higgins was asked about the situation in Gaza.
It breaks my heart to think of that there are nine countries who are still holding back on even a ceasefire. What is happening in Gaza is at the moment, more than 81% of the people have been displaced. They have been put into temporary accommodation that has been bombed. Their soil is being destroyed. The hospitals have been bombed. In addition to that, when I visited Gaza in 2006, that was the last time, the importance of the bakeries, having flour to act, they were the bakeries were so important.
The President speaking a short time ago at the opening of Bloom in Dublin's Phoenix Park. Joining us now on the line is Juliette Tuma, spokesperson for the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA. Good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Not at all. Can we start with the situation inside Gaza? What have you been hearing over the past 24 hours or so about the distribution of aid?
I'd like actually to start with the casualties, with the recent update that we got from UNICEF that 50,000 boys and girls have been either killed or injured in the past 20 months alone. That's something that needs to shock the whole world and push for more action to end this war.
So in relation then to the distribution of aid, I know that your own agency and others, including the EU, don't like this new approach to aid distribution. But I suppose the question is it better than the complete blockade that it has replaced?
No, it's not. No, it's not. There is a system in place that the Israelis and the Americans have got to accept, and they have got to go back to where we were during the ceasefire. The system is run and managed by the United Nations, including through UNRWA. We were able to bring in every single day 500 to 600 trucks a day and distribute them to the communities. What's happening right now is a teaspoon. What's coming in is a drop in the ocean. And in addition to that, it is putting at risk the lives of civilians, the lives of starving people who have to walk 4 miles and then come into this mob of an aid distribution, so-called, only to be killed or injured because fire was opened on starving people who went to these so-called distribution points. So no, it's not better.
Separately, there's been this announcement from Israel in the past short while about the setting up of new settlements in the West Bank. What's this likely to mean for the Palestinians living there at the moment?
Well, first, that's more and more violations from the State of Israel of international humanitarian law. These so-called settlements, which are basically illegal structures in the middle of an occupied land, are a violation of international law. And they should have all been dismantled a long, long time ago, except that we have now more settlements announced to be built. These settlements, having seen them myself on a number of occasions while I was in the occupied West Bank, they deprive the Palestinian of access to livelihood, access to water. They disrupt the lives, the daily lives of the Palestinian people, among them children. For example, they prolong the time that children need now to go to school from 1 hour to 3 hours, just as one example, which shouldn't happen to any child anywhere in the world.
Juliette Tuma, thank you for being with us this afternoon.